On this episode of the AIE Podcast,
the Great Migration is underway.
And we have a mini Raid Rad up.
Ooh, mini! Congratulations to Stask.
And your KDF recruits are incoming!
We are catching up with ourselves.
All that and more coming up right now.
Bringing you the latest news from the AIE gaming community from planet Earth and beyond. This is the AIE Podcast.
Welcome to episode 438 of the podcast celebrating you, the Leah Octa-esque gaming community, the Die Has Been Podcast. I am Makala. To my left and downstairs is Tetsemi.
So many GitHub submissions.
That's your own fault.
I know.
I'm just going to go ahead and program everything for our game. Anyways, yep. And to our right and several states over is MewCow.
Greetings, guildies. You feel that? That's fall coming.
I wish I'd be fall.
Okay,
so
the
badly.
Rest of the company.
Though, the Guild Kitchen is filled with fall foods because that's how you actually bring fall, is you just cook like it.
Manifest it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, every time. Yeah. This week, we're having a host show. So, welcome, friends.
Hello. Come. Yeah, we're going to get a couple days where we've got lows below 70. People are like,
wow.
Which is,
yeah.
70,
which
that's
is really
our
nice
high,
for us.
You know,
yeah.
Away.
Yeah, which is really actually nice for us this time of the year. I enjoy it because below 70, when there's no humidity, means that hiking in the morning is actually nice.
Yep.
Anyways, we'll be digging into what we've been doing in and out of games. Though remind me, guys, to tell you about the child trying to help summon fall when we get into that. But first, let's go ahead and cover this week's news.
AIE News.
Let's go through, for the community, the mandatory fun nights where fun is mandatory but attendance is not. On Sunday, we have Destiny 2 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. On Monday, Guild Wars 2 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Monday is also Star Trek Online at 10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday is Star Wars The Old Republic at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday, HFO Mythic Plus Mayhem and WoW at 8 p.m. Eastern. Friday is Elder Scrolls Online at 9 o'clock Eastern. Saturday is Lord of the Rings Online at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by Final Fantasy XIV Map Night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by New Braid and WoW at 11 p.m. Eastern.
See, that seems to be implying that nerds have no life and we just do game on Saturdays. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Yep. And Sunday.
Thursday's
and Sunday.
Open.
Thursday's open.
Yep.
That's not, we have game that day. Anyways.
We also have, speaking of time for geekies to do things, is streaming in guild podcasts. We have a ton of them, so we're going to give you just a quick list. We have, starting with Max and Seema, who are doing the New Overlords podcast at newoverlords.com. We also have the Working Class Nerds with Marcus and Nick, which is a Don't Listen With Your Kids podcast at workingclassnerdscom.wordpress.com. And then we have Boards and Swords with Chris and Philip, and they are at boardsandswords.com. You'll see them in their blog category. And then we have Dr. Gameology, also known as Dr. Daniel Kaufman, at drgameology.com. We also have the STO Fleet Action Report with Grebog and Nicodus. That is, you would find them under the YouTubes at Fleet Action Report. Kind of how if you're looking for the AIE podcast, same thing.
Exactly.
A Podcast Reborn, a Final Fantasy XIV community podcast with Brandon, a.k.a. Old Man Franks, Megan, and Ro. That is also a Don't Let the Little Ones Listen In type of podcast. That is going to be at bonusroll.gg/directory/A Podcast Reborn with some dashes.
All these links are available in the show notes. All right, and now let's get to game news, more game news. Wow, the Great Migration to the active 5 co-guilds is going well. Member removal of accounts that have not logged in for a year or more, I cannot read tonight, also was completed, and we have plenty of room for growth. So we kept the two recruiting guilds, Libertas and Fortuna, open for another month. The consolidation on the Alliance side and the calling of accounts is letting us are left with plenty of room for growth. It feels so much better to log in and see so many other guilds playing. We encourage those who have not made the migration to please do so, and don't be shy. If you need help, officers are there for you. We get it. It can be scary to hit G-quit. Yeah, it can. But we think you'll like rejoining a more active co-guild. Alliance side MFN raid team HFO is 7-on-8 for normal and working on the dance with, I'm so bad at these names.
Dementius.
Thank you. New Braided Firelands for Time Walking Quest. And thanks to Ash Asheo. Hey, Asheo! For helping get a skip on Buglord Railoth. Ragnaroth was a troublesome, but they took him down eventually. They hopped over the new raid, Manaforge Omega, to defeat the first box, Lexus Sentinel, on normal. Kitty Agro has feasted upon Nexus King Solid Bar and are now 7-for-8. That's amazing. In Manaforge Omega. Next stop, Dementius. Surely our bestie
Zalatest.
Zalatest, thank you. Will reward us for his demise this time. No. No, I won't.
No. Nope, she won't.
Okay. Also, real quick update. Looks like Working Class Nerds is actually currently on hiatus. So we'll go ahead and update that in our notes. Sorry about that. Thank you, Max, for the update. Anyways, back where we were. No, he's not going to reward us. Raid Team Engineering INC has advanced to 4-7 Heroic with successful kills in Limithar, Soulbinder, and Forgeweaver. Raid Let's Go Skating has 3-of-8 last week with a sub-1% best pull on Araz. They're getting back into this evening for revenge. Great job, guys.
And apparently a podcast showed up, so...
Podcast.
In Star Wars The Old Republic, the AIE and SOTOR has a new guildmaster. Corley has passed the reins on to Stask. Show them both some love. Congratulances to Stask. Where's the Cantina operations team is holding a 16-person run of Terror from Beyond on Monday, September 8th. For fun times and a Galactic Seasons objective, check in Discord for more info and let Machete know if you're interested. There are no gear requirements, but you must be 80 and subbed.
Over in Final Fantasy 14, the new relic step is out. So if you are wanting to get a new shiny weapon, now's the time to jump back in and poke at things. Cosmic Exploration has updated with a new map to visit and new rewards to craft and gather for. So everyone is scrambling to get all those shiny new things. The new crafting gear is like everyone wishes that crafting gear was transmoggable or glamorable, depending on what game you're on, for all classes, not just the gathering ones, because they look pretty nice.
Great.
Map night continues every Saturday at around 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't be intimidated. You don't need to bring anything to join in on the fun because maps are easy to get. Like you basically just do a quick little mine or a bit of gathering and poof, you have a map. It's you know, really easy to get them. So people have a stack of them. Just join in. They just want you there to help out.
Excellent. All right. In an ESO, the new TOT tournament is coming soon in October. Keep your eyes open in the Discord or in game to find out more.
All right. And in Star Trek Online news, the KDF recruits, that's Klingon Defense Force recruits, are starting on the 8th. Remember, they're a great way to bolster your endeavors. While the boost to endeavors is only earned once, the extra perk points you unlock during the endeavor portion is for each Klingon Defense Force recruit. You can get 5 extra perk points just by doing endeavors with each KDF recruit for the recruit tasks. Make 10 KDF recruits and 50 more perk points.
Ooh, min-maxing at its best.
Yep.
Over at Lord of the Rings Online, there has been some recent news in the game. First, Angmar and Mordor Legendary Servers has opened up Rise of Isengard expansion. So with that, new level cap is at 75 on those servers. The 32-bit servers are now considered dark servers. Dark. As a thank you for players' patience with the lag boss, they've released a code that you can redeem in the in-game store for a lot of quest packs, a one-time per account, though. The code, if you have not gotten it, is Explore Our World, all in uppercase, like they're yelling at you. Lastly, stay tuned.
We don't do that in guild chat. Oh, never mind.
No. Lastly, stay tuned to the Lord of the Rings online channel for some upcoming kin guild activities.
All right. And now that's done, guys. Let's get back and find out what we have been doing in and out of game. You know what? Since you just talked to me, I'm actually going to start with Tet.
I'm distracted by my podcast anyway.
Exactly.
I have no podcast. I call BS.
I'm sure the kitten will show up anyway.
And she'll she's hungry.
Yeah. And she'll headbutt you and then meow and then scratch you. You know, order of operations. No, I have been... I started... Good Lord. So I've started Outer Worlds because I never played through that and finished it.
Oh.
And it is a really fun game. I love the humor. I love the whole mechanic. So with Outer Worlds 2 coming out soon, if it's not out already, I don't know. I've been paying attention.
I think it's out soon.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to get back to that and get through it. But I got distracted because I had a cleanup project, and that was to go through and get the rest of our races and classes into our homebrewed campaign character sheet that I'm coding up on Roll20. And so I have now finally caught up to our GM, who has been generating all the, you know, all the data
for
and
now.
Stuff for, yeah, for now.
For this today.
Yeah. But so we have 4 arcane classes, 10 what are now called core or standard classes. And then we are starting to add prestige classes. And it's fun because each is each one brings with it its own challenge. Like this one can pick from these 4 skills, but they're actually 5 skills and 2 of them are exclusive, so you have to pick one or the other. So you have to write the code to make sure it locks out the opposite one when it's chosen, that sort of thing. So it's been a lot of templating and getting everything organized and aligned, and then getting that at, like, half the time just getting the indentation and the HTML correct so you can find missing closing tags is, or cleaning up things like you've used span twice for some reason, like you did a class in one span and a name in the other instead of one big span. So it's a lot of code, but it's been fun. I'm really liking how it's starting to look. I've got the prettification or the cleanup of the actual UI will come down the road. I'm more interested getting it functional, getting everything in. But that's pretty much what I've been focused on out of game. In game. All right. Which one do you want me to cover? Cause we have, we're 3 games we're in. So
true. Go ahead and focus on Ghost of Arcadia.
Okay, so
I'll focus on the scandal.
All right, so our cyberpunk game, we are playing, mercenaries, ghosts, just like Cyberpunk 2077, taking various jobs. We just finished up, good Lord, I don't remember the last update we had. So the last couple of missions, we had one where we had a, think Taylor Swift owned by a corporation. Instead of being independent on her own, like when she broke her contract, and we had to go get this recording that she was using as leverage against the corporation for the corporation. Of course, we didn't know this when we took the job, but now that we found out while we're in the middle of the job, so we did our best to let her, quote unquote, break the contract and disappear by faking her own death and turning over some unreleased B-sides or early recordings, that they could use for her, for the memorial album that they put out. That sort of thing. So it's always fun because they're very morally gray contracts. And so you kind of have to go, okay, am I fulfilling the contract to the letter of the law?
Or am I doing the spirit right
law? Or am I doing something morally right and, you know, bending the contract just enough to do it? So that was fun. The one before that, was that the jungle one?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. There was a mysterious signal emanating from the forest and from a jungle. And we had to, and it was drawing people in and almost mind controlling them, but bringing them into this area where they were just, you know, existing and being happy and things like that. But it was, you know, it was doing mind control. So we had to go find out what it was. And it was either going to be an AI gone rogue or a veil spirit that got a hold of technology. And so we ended up breaking the transmitter so that it couldn't transmit anymore. But it was an AI from the before the cataclysm. So we were able to download the AI to our hard drive basically, and then deliver that to the person that hired us so they could reuse it. And what it was it was an AI designed to teach children that slowly evolved and learned about the environment it was in, because it was trapped in a radio station essentially. And so it was looking through stuff like what makes people happy, music, that sort of thing, trying to fulfill its original thing of teaching people. And it just evolved. And yeah, it was interesting. That one was interesting as well. And
is there a black wall in that world?
Yes. Yeah. That's essentially the, there's a black wall that keeps the old AIs out and only allows the new AIs to exist. But you can go beyond the black wall to try and find some of these older AIs, but they're very deadly. They're very, it's like stuff you don't want to mess with. At least not right now where we're at. And then the current mission we're on, we're dealing with basically a corporation that is dealing with energy, and it's the distribution of energy to New Arcadia, and it interfaces with several refineries, and one of the people we've been hired was auditing a refinery for one of the corporations that's investing in that refinery. And so it was a surprise audit, and she's disappeared. And now we have to go find out why she disappeared and what she knew. And we found like a safety device that was bypassed. To use a real world example, it was like Volkswagen bypassing the exhaust requirements for their diesel cars. That sort
or
of thing.
Sticking a penny in a fuse area.
Yeah
exactly. So yeah, it's all kind of fun, you know, stuff that we're getting into. So, and our dice hated us last session.
Like, oh my gosh.
We failed, or on the rare occasion we succeeded, we got an extreme success, which helped out. But like, we met with this team that was tailing us. We found out they were from the corporation that they were auditing, you know, and peacefully parted ways. We, you know, had a nice conversation and left.
And they're like, they bugged us. There's no way they didn't bug us. We know right. They bugged us, but.
Yeah. And of course, I failed all my roles to find it. Because
yeah.
Of course I did. So we continued the mission and led them right to one of the people that might know where she's gone. So now we're dealing with their armed security guards trying to get to the same person we are in a dive
bar. And now we got to fight them.
And we either got to fight them or talk our way out of this. So. Yeah. We'll see. But that's what I've been up to in and out of game. So
yeah, what have you been up to, my friend, besides with your podcat there, who your wife has just told me is your angel baby?
Yes, he is the angel baby. He is the one that likes to attach himself to me. And actually, speaking of the podcats, it is Gotcha Day.
So, mm.
Gotcha day, boys.
Happy boys. Yep.
Oh, yeah. They are very happy. And Mrs. Mew, well, at least once a week, will say, I'm so glad we got these boys. So
they're the best babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, having to, you know, a match set is always the way to go with black cats.
Oh, yeah. No, they are. I think they definitely help us with keeping them entertained. Because, you know, you have to keep your furry ones engaged and you know, or what is it, enriched.
Yes.
Otherwise, they get bored. And it's not a great life for them if they're getting bored. But no, they get all the enrichment they can. This one is the very patient one. We had some guests over last night, and we were having to teach a younger child. It's like, no, we don't grab, we pet. And mm-hmm. That one just sat there. It's like, okay, yeah, that doesn't feel great, but I'm going to sit here. So,
what a good baby.
Yeah. He's always been that way. But yeah, he just ran out to, that is their balcony, essentially. So, you know, I just moved a big cat tree out there, and they use it to then get on top of a big box they couldn't get on top of before. So that's kind of how it is. You put something out there and they're like, no, we're just going to use this to get to where we really want to get to.
Exactly.
They want the giant cardboard box, but let's see. I have redone all, you probably can't even tell it, but I redid the office a bit, so that it is, I now have a giant bookcase behind me.
Nice.
So I thought that was a little bit more interesting looking than how I had things before. It was just a couch with some pictures on it. But yeah, and I can, you know, put some interesting stuff back there, and, you know, I have the gaps on the side to put some figurines up. And the problem is what you luckily can't see is the piles of stuff on either side that I'm currently going through and trying to figure out.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I have, you know, boxes and boxes of old Warcraft stuff that I had to figure out to do with. I have, you know, probably several hundred pounds worth of WoW TCG stuff that, you know, doesn't really get used anymore because no one plays that game anymore. You know, unfortunately, and WoW, you know, Blizzard dropped it because they wanted to replace it with Hearthstone. So you know, it's you know, they were well designed games. It's really a pity that they just dropped it like they did.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have essentially started fall here. This weekend is the first time we weren't in the 90s. So we had a high in the 80s.
Take us with you.
it's like yesterday we started with all kinds of just rain all over the place. It was lovely. We did our, it's kind of become a weird tradition, but for whatever reason, when it rains on the weekend, we find ourselves going to the a brunch restaurant called Snooze, which I think is a chain.
We have Snooze here. We love Snooze.
Yep. Yeah. So we did that again because we were trying to think like, oh, it's lunchtime and, you know, the boy wants this and, you know, we don't feel like, you know, putting it together ourselves because we've been cleaning. It's raining, isn't it? Let's go to Snooze.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
And it, you know, it was just one of those flukes where we, you know, the very first time we tried it out because it was a relatively new restaurant, it's just suddenly downpoured on us. And it was like, you know, all kinds of windy and whatnot. And just ever since, every time, it just seems like it. But so, yeah, a weird new tradition.
I love it. That's great.
And other than that, that's about it for the real world. But then game-wise, my raid team did finish out all of Manaforge Normal, and we are now working on the second boss of Heroic.
Congrats.
Yeah, we're the Soul Binder. The Soul Binder is definitely a big ramp up in difficulty. So that's been like it felt like we went through Normal with no trouble at all. You know, we can get through it, you know, in less than one sitting because our raid team is about 2.5 hours, and then we do it 2 days in a row. So we can get Normal down, you know, within that 2.5 hour window really easily now. So we're at a point now where we're just trying to you know, clean it up. It's definitely a mechanics boss. And you know, that's interesting. It's not just it's not your typical Stitches box. You don't just sit there and wail on it. So it's interesting. But,
cool.
Yeah. The Mencius fight on Normal, I imagine what it's going to be on Heroic, but on Normal, it's very interesting. It's not just your typical boss fight. It's very reminiscent of the Flame Druid one from the Dragonflight, where you're having to go from platform to platform and use your dragon flying. But yeah, no, it's been an interesting patch. You know, obviously they're getting ready for the midnight coming. And, like you said, it's been interesting to see the guilds more active now that we're consolidating so that we can have our guild neighborhoods. So everyone's looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, very much so.
And let's see, playing a bit of Final Fantasy XIV, of course, just going through some of the, I've actually gotten on a second character and I'm going through the Dawn Trail story again after I've gone through it the one time. And now that I know what I know, it's, you know, you're trying to like see, you know, what they've been hiding in the story now that you know the end kind of thing. So it's interesting. And actually doing some of the, you know, because you can skip the side quests now. So I've actually been going through and purposely doing the side quests to see what interesting little side quests are. Like, there is a quest with Korn.
Yep.
So
really,
that's a fun side quest.
Yeah. Just a sentient corn cob for no particular reason.
Yep.
And, okay.
And he or she asks you to apparently feed their brethren to people to make them happy.
Okay then.
So yeah, there's things you miss when you're just kind of focusing in on the MSQ, but. Yeah, and it's been interesting, and you know, I once I'm done redoing that, I'm going to jump back into the cosmic crafting stuff because that, you know, that seems like an interesting evergreen kind of thing. So I'm kind of curious where they're going to go with that, and just how evergreen it's going to be. But it kind of sounds like though, like they are slowing down the updates. Like we may not get next expansion until end of next year. So that's going to be interesting how they stretch it out. Like you know, it's. How are they going to keep us entertained? Like they're not doing like WoW, and WoW is actually kind of changing a bit too. They're not doing an end season. What is it? Season 4? They're not doing it this time.
Yeah.
But I think what it is they're going to rely on the Legion remix. And that's why. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. They don't want to spend time buffing the raids if they're just going to have everyone in Legion.
Yeah. The Final Fantasy 14, what is it? FanFest map kind of indicates that they're not putting the patch out for 6 months after the last one, which means you're not seeing the next expansion till 2027.
Well, they're saying the earliest they think it could possibly be is December of next year.
Yeah.
Like that's the closest can possibly be.
Because usually it's 6 months after the last FanFest, but. Yeah.
But I guess Yoshi P has been hinting that they may not hold to that cadence because it's going to be holding to its other cadence instead. So we'll see. I mean, that's going to be interesting to see because people have already been dropping off because, and understandably so, Dawn Trail, while still a good expansion, is not at the levels of Endwalker. And it's kind of its own problem. Because it ramped up. Here's the cash out for everything we've been ramping out.
Right.
Well, yeah, where do you go from there? Well,
you built a story from the launch of the game through Endwalker, and now you're starting the next thing. And I don't think people remember the beginning of the arc to get to Endwalker started out slow like this and built up. And you've got
basically in ARR. This is 2.0.
This is 2.0 again. Yeah, and so people were looking for, like, who's the big bad? Where's the overall villain? Why am I constantly not feeling threatened? Why is there not a world-ending thing? And it's like, you've had
that. Let the world relax for once.
Exactly. You've had that, and I think that's whereas I think WoW has the – I don't want to say opposite issue, but I think WoW is still in the – everything has to keep escalating more and more and more. You know, that if there's not a cosmic threat, that who knows, you know, it always seems like everything's a cosmic threat in WoW now.
Yeah.
And you're not focused on, for lack of a better term, local politics, you know, like what's going on Azeroth with the different factions and stuff like that. It's oh, we're all banded together to go take on the big bad of the month.
I feel like. What they did with the 3 expansion arc is they just bought themselves some time. That's essentially what's happened. They're still ramping up. They've just drawn it out in a clever way, that it's still going to happen. Like, we're still going to hit that end. And like, right. For example, it sounds like midnight, there may be another stat switch.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing. They're just having to delay. And like, it's just, you know, it's you want to feel like you're still getting stronger. But like, you know, I don't remember what the name of the term was, but Mrs. Mew was just talking about how there's that auditory trick that you can do tones that sound like they're continuously ascending because you're tricking your brain by making it look like it's going up and up and up and up, but it's actually going down every time.
Yeah.
That's essentially what they're doing. Like they're doing that trick of, you know, we need to give you, but you're getting stronger.
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting stronger. Like it's, you know, it's that forever treadmill.
Yeah. And honestly, that's kind of where I got burned out on MMOs in general, was that, you know, every time you got to where you were comfortable, they're like, okay, we've got to make you uncomfortable so that you climb up the hill again. And it just, you felt like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was just like, can I ever feel overpowered for a significant amount of time without, you know, like even going back to like old stuff, sometimes, you know, it's not tuned right, but yeah.
Yeah. For example, in Mop Remix, they allowed us to be overpowered.
Yeah.
And then now we hear, oh, well, we're not going to let you do that this time. Mm. Why not?
Yeah.
That was fun. why do you need to make it difficult on purpose? It's just,
why are
just
you being the fun, like, police? Everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, no, you had fun and you did more content than we ever expected because you were just destroying things left and right and it was fun. Oh, we need to slow you down. Why?
Why? Yeah, that makes no sense. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they're going to hear their community on that one too and say, okay, fine, we'll let you guys go crazy again, because that's just it. It was like, you know, it encouraged people to play. Like they were like, oh, I can let me level up a new class and see how that thing's going to be, you know, super powerful. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Seema just says, wait, we won't be OP in Leech Remix. I don't like the sound of that. Like, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I have some commentary from Mrs. Mew. No, the sound stays the same. It doesn't go down, but we perceived it as going up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
That was what we were talking about. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's, I'm really hoping that they go back on that, because they're already not opening up the tower.
Right.
Like they're still digging their heels in on that one weird random thing. No, we're not going to let you earn the hard tower thing. But this is the perfect time. Like you could, since you're not going to let us be overpowered, why not let us do the tower? Like,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Pick one. Pick a lane. You don't pick on the third lane that's on the curb. Like, pick something that's fun. You know, either keep us underpowered, but let us try the tower so we can earn those really cool looks for all the different classes, or, you know, okay, fine, don't let us in the tower, but let us be overpowered. Let us have fun with the game.
Yeah.
Right. Don't nerf both ends. Nerf one end, not the other.
Yes. Or you know, don't nerf either end. Just let us have the fun.
That's why you have the fun.
Nope. Fun detected.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if people scream at them enough, maybe they'll listen. But we shall see. They've been doing okay with listening. And hopefully they'll keep listening. But that's more than enough out of me. What about Mikala? I don't think she has talked about her stuff.
No.
Okay, so, hey guys, you remember how I was gonna, the kiddo was going to be Colleen and I, in Quebec, so I was going to spend a week in Montreal with the kid, or while the kid was doing that, which, that was great, an amazing time, hung out with my friend Talia, who was getting ready to go back to school. So it was like, I have no idea what to wear. Let's go shopping. So, you know, had a lot of girl bonding time. And, you know, we had so many pastries in Montreal and so many great places. Did find it's actually possible to get a bad crepe in Montreal, which was very disappointing. But it was like one bad crepe out of five that I had, maybe six. So that happens. And so then the Air Canada strike happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I was traveling.
Oh, darn. You have to stay in Canada longer.
I know. So, you know, we were supposed to leave Monday afternoon. we left Thursday morning. And I was thinking, you know, it'd be really great if I had some time to spend with Rye in Montreal to show them some things. So I did. But of course, the child had been camping for a week. So didn't get to do as much as I wanted to do with them because they were really exhausted after camping for a week.
Yeah.
And two of those days was with high heat, you know, high for Canada heat. So like in the 90s, plus humidity. And then their camp almost got washed away by the rain. Mm-hmm. But because of like the wildfires in the area, after like the day or two, the only bathing available was in the lake, which they didn't want to do. So we're Tet and I are actually in the middle of game because I do have a new laptop. I was able to actually game while there. With our friends. So Tet and I are in the middle of game and Rye's like, yeah, I'm on the shuttle back to the hotel. Then I'll get to, you know, to the airport. Then I'll get to the hotel that we're staying at. I haven't showered in a week. And my response to Tet is I'm going to let them get into the hotel room and I'm going to go back to game while they de-stinkify.
Yep.
But it was a good time. Montreal is just such a gorgeous city. Definitely my suggestion anytime you're traveling for more than like a short amount of time is go live like a local, you know, do museums, do the sites, but just find out where locals eat, do local stuff. I was able to hike almost every morning, up Montreal, which I loved. There's another day that I just ran to Old Port, just walked around there in the morning, went to Montreal Cemetery, found Leonard Cohen's grave this time.
Yay!
yay! I didn't die almost falling in the snow. but that was a really great adventure. The only thing I ended up missing because of the extended stay was I had an interview at work the Tuesday. That I would have, you know, we got back Monday evening, actually, and I had an interview on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was supposed to. And of course, you know, as soon as it became obvious that we weren't going to make it back, I, you know, messaged the hiring manager, said, hey, can we reschedule? But it actually ended up being really good because we had to be rescheduled for like a week later. But I nailed the interview. So, and I have a follow up interview on the upcoming Tuesday. Of this upcoming week. So I think had I done the interview just exhausted after travel, it may not have gone as well. So it was a bad thing turned into a good thing. So that was my misadventure in Montreal. Let's see. In game stuff, we have started our new Call of Cthulhu campaign. It's a Regency campaign. And so my friend Talia that I met I was hanging out with in Montreal, the two of us are playing sisters, and we did this to ourselves. We're playing twin sisters. And side note, our DM, for whatever reason, very often gets our characters' names confused. No matter what characters, he gets our names confused. So we decided to mess with him this time. And I am Lady Lavender Lovelace, and she is Lady Lilac Lovelace. Except we get our characters' names confused now.
Yep.
The DM gets us confused. We get us confused. So we're playing the oldest daughters of a prominent shipping magnate. You know, family, our father's a prominent shipping magnate. And we have been sent to Alexandria to kind of make sure things are okay going on with our branch there because he doesn't quite trust some stuff. And we are accompanied by Cam's character, who is our handsome young doctor based on Simon Tam. Mm-hmm. We are accompanied by Lieutenant Irby, who was our father's right-hand man. And our bastard half-brother, which is a scandal that nobody knows about. And my character is very scandal. aware of scandal because she's trying to marry off all of her sisters. And she herself is not getting married because then, you know, being the oldest, that would give the husband some control over the company, and that's not happening. So, and then we find the real scandal, which is our father has been actually doing some very, and, you know, there's, we're finding records that he's probably involved with smuggling. Mm. So, yeah, there's scandal. Scandal everywhere. Mm-hmm. Don't love it. But we're adventuring where we just got to Alexandria. But we've been dealing with some weird stuff on the ship. We've been dealing with, you know, some of us have been hearing what sounds like sirens. It actually ended up being almost always the bastard brother and myself. Like, we both saw a woman drowning. It looked like she was drowning. And then we both had dreams about this woman. And we woke up and we found wet footprints in our rooms and seaweed and all of that. We were in, I can't remember where our stop was. But he had an encounter with somebody who ended up pretty much being Odin. And I had an encounter with somebody who was Bast. So really, really interesting, really fun. But we are now in Alexandria, so we're starting the next part of our adventure. And then in our in-person game, which actually, Kinney is one of the players, we are getting ready to do a heist in Waterdeep, where the head of the Thieves Guild, who happens to be my character's mother, is very interested in the statue, but the statue is actually a cipher that will help with this, basically a map to what's under Waterdeep, and the Zhentarran assassins are after it as well. So we have all gotten into various positions where we can go to this big, huge gala and steal this map. And we may have had a run-in with some Zhentarrans that didn't go well recently. We heard they're meeting.
Both those guilds want that map.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, we heard a rumor that they're going to be meeting with a Red Wizard of Thay, so our job was to stop it. And we did, in the worst ways possible, but we stopped it.
Yeah. They didn't say how to stop it, just to stop it.
How to stop it. Yeah. Which then resulted in a makeover session with Stacy, with Kinney's character and Elkarth, her husband's character, because they're very identifiable. And yeah. I did not get such a makeover session because they knew exactly who I was, and there's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was so that's about a bit about it going on. And then just a lot of work right now. Oh my gosh, a lot of work. I, in fact, should be working right now. I decided not to.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else we want to throw in here, folks?
Nope. Just keep an eye on, and we'll say this at the end, we always do, but keep an eye on the Discord. That's where the majority of the information's flowing right now. So keep an eye on Discord and the guild website.
Awesome. Yep. All right. So that is our show for tonight. Chat room, thank you for joining us. While you guys go ahead and start suggesting show titles, I want to thank my lovely co-host for joining as well. So thank you, guys.
Yay. All right. If you have a question or comment about our show, you can email us at podcast@aie-guild.org. Find us on the AIE Discord and Blue Sky. Just look for AIE Podcast. We record live with video once a month on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can join the chat room and play along with us on our website. Just go to aie-guild.org/podcast-live-stream and look for the link to our Discord server at the top of the main page. For past episodes, go to YouTube and just look for the AIE Podcast. Our theme was composed by the amazing Andrew Allen. Follow him at Keys with Soul.
And if you ever feel like putting it together a member segment for us, we have a reserved slot right here to showcase whatever you want to send our way.
All right. So the AIE Podcast will return in 1 month on October 5th. So until then, AIE. Oh, this is Makala.
This is Tessemi.
And this is Mewcow.
And this has been the AIE Podcast.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.